hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, pulling back that curtain. Right here on the Hostile Zone, Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric A. Sinati, Bake A. Who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone, on your FM dial, on iHeartRadio, on TuneIn, on BBS TV Radio, on your local radio station. I am the infamous Eric A. Sinati, and I am thrilled to have you here today, as always. I'm accompanied, as always, by the on-air vocal, and I mean vocal, sensationalist, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C, that's me.
How are you today, Miss Bianca?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today?
I am in a good mood. I'm saying that we're having a nice day. The weather's nice.
Absolutely.
we have some good tech stuff going on here. So we're always building our tech opportunities here. So
yes, every day a tech.
I don't know.
A tech a day.
And we
a tech more.
What is it? A tech a day. It was an apple. Apple a day keeps the doctor away or something like that.
I don't know, but I was trying to like do a little.
That's a lovely brooch. I feel like you've worn that before.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's a. Your vintage.
Yeah, you love that vintage stuff.
So yeah, thank you.
It looks like, and I'm not an expert, but you know, I dabble and invest a little bit in gold, folks.
It is real gold.
It is real gold. I want to say that almost looks like 5 carat. Right? Okay. Right. And we'll be talking about gold soon, folks.
Because
one of the segments of the show is sponsored by gold. We're going to be discussing gold on how you can diversify your investment for the future. As the unsteadiness of the American dollar weakens, gold does not. We will be talking about that.
And I just noticed on your tie thing, too, you have gold right there.
I got gold on my tie right here, yes. So moving in today's show. Today's going to be an interesting show, folks. Today is, we're in Sinati's opening monologue. If you're noticing different camera stuff, we need to have them add the banner. Forgot to do that. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Apologize for that. If you read the banner, here is the topic for the day. Also, if you want to reach me, you can get me at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C, S E A. We need a sound button. We're gonna do it again. Ready? Ready?
That's gonna annoy you.
Bianca C, like the ocean. There it is. Give it. No. The sound. Ready? Bianca C, like the ocean. Ready? @bbstalkradio.com. Eric Sinati. I'm always coming at you, but Eric Sinati @bbstalkradio.com and always Eric@ericandrewsinati.com. Check me out. I'm looking out for you folks. I'm pulling back that curtain. I call a spade a spade. I tell it like it is, whether you like it or not. And you know what? Unfortunately, I have paid the price for that. For you, for me, for everybody. I paid the price. And I'm okay with that price. But because of that, I got to keep it going. So we're going to talk about something interesting today, actually. We're going to discuss Beyond Earth. Oof, everybody, right? Beyond Earth. About the new space race and the search for extraterrestrials. Interesting. So, good evening, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I can't possibly thank you enough for your kindness, for your emails. You're reaching out to the show. Our numbers. We get the ratings. Without you, Miss Bianca C, like the ocean. Without that, we would not be where we are today. Thank you to our new sponsors, Tint World, and some other people. We will be having more people that we need to start incorporating some of these in. Yes, you're going to have some additional commercials, folks, incorporated. I apologize even if you're a premium member. But if you sign up for premium membership, concierge membership to the Hostile Zone, you get behind-the-scenes content, and we have a TV series coming out with a very prominent forensic psychologist that everybody's heard of. Him and I are going to be doing a TV series. I'll be making that announcement. So if you are a Concierge Premium member, you're going to get some backstage interviews and some backstage footage on this upcoming series. I don't know how many episodes. Hopefully a lot. We'll talk more about the network. So, again, I welcome you again to a wonderful episode of The Hostile Zone. Tonight we're going to venture into the final frontier, to quote William Shatner, I believe, right? The final frontier. We're going to discuss the latest advancements in space exploration and the possibility of extraterrestrial life, ETs, like the movie E.T. You remember the movie E.T.?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, E.T., that was a great movie,
actually,
right?
I used to have autographed the sign.
Yes, you had. Tell that story. Tell that story. So tell us that story.
Well, you know, the older brother of the kid.
That picked E.T. on it. Yeah, so not the kid that found E.T., not Drew Barrymore, the older brother.
The other brother, okay. I used to know. Actually, it was my father's friend, actually, because he worked with him.
Right.
So then my father always talks about me all the time at his job, and I'm a fan of E.T., so like...
Do not say where the guy is at now.
No, but and he was saying like, I asked my father, I'm like, you seem to know him, can I get an autograph? Because like, I think that's so cool.
And you had it fell. You got to turn that light on behind you.
Oh, that's fine.
No, I like it on, turn on. I knew
it's
it was
a character.
I need that light behind
you.
Oh,
you always want that light on, huh?
No, because it makes you glow better.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So the character in the movie, Michael, he signed my autograph.
We should get that frame. You did. It was here. If I had it fell.
Mm-hmm.
Or did R-Dub steal it?
I don't think he stole it, but he did mention about it.
Because people wonder, we've been getting, nobody left. Angelo is still actually very heavily working on the show, because we got the other series and stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's why you're not hearing all the names again. So anyway, folks, so we're going to talk about this tie tack is bothering me. It's a new gold tie tack from our sponsor, one of our new sponsors. Thank you. So anyway, the exploration of space is not only about reaching new heights, folks. Not only about reaching new heights, but it's also about seeking answers. And you know what? Every day we wake up in life, folks, we always, what do? You're seeking an answer. We're seeking light. We're seeking guidance. We're seeking something beyond ourselves. We're looking out there. I'm looking out to you for something. We're always looking somewhere for something. And that's what today's episode is about. We're seeking answers. Some of the most profound things in life are at the grasp of our fingers, and we just haven't crossed that threshold yet to pull it in. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about not just the profoundness of what's out there, but the profoundness about what's inside of you, me, and Miss Bianca C. Mm-hmm. And now that that's when you should have done a shh. There you go. All right. So humanity has been enduring fascination with space for eternity. I mean, let's go back to the Romans and the ancient Egyptians. And you can go to the Hopi Indians. You can look at the Incas. You can look at the Amazon. Everybody has drawn things, left what they would call like hieroglyphics. That's the term for the writings on the walls in the pyramids. But anyway, all these different cultures have shown something up above. And that's what it is. It's not a God series today. It's about what's outside of us. Maybe we are the extraterrestrials and we're just not opening what they would say. What is it, Miss Bianca? The third eye they say. What is it?
The third eye?
Yeah, yeah, right. Isn't that what they say? The third eye is like where you think.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely. So maybe we're not opening, right? Maybe we're not opening
it's
that up.
Our chakras.
So maybe, I don't know. So the chakra, right. So, but we're exploring space out there. And how about the space within?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? How about the ability for children to dream about what's out there? It's our job as the children today, the adults today from children of yesterday. It's our job to give them that same dream that you and I had. So, how do we do that? Elon Musk, NASA. That's how we do it. We do it with pioneers that have come forward. Neil Armstrong, people that Buzz Aldrin, people that have done the impossible for the greater good of humanity, not just America, have done the impossible because they saw a dream as a child and followed that dream. So that is what we're going to talk about. There are planets out there. We know that, but we want to know more. I want to know more. Miss Bianca, do you want to know more?
Of course
I want to know more. Miss Bianca wants to know more. So we're going to start off with the relevant quote of the day. And it's a very relevant quote, and I'm very happy to be putting it out there. So here it is. The cosmos is within us, which is what I just said. The cosmos are within us. We all come from stardust, folks. You may not believe this or not, but let's not make this a religious moment. But we come, and even if it's not literally stardust, we are the epigee of the stars. We have unlimited heights that we could reach, and that's our job. So the cosmos within us, we are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are the way for the universe to know itself. Carl Sagan. Now, before we get bought in trouble, before people ask, Carl Sagan is a renowned astrophysicist, sciences of space. He has been a speaker, and he has done so many things in documentaries, education, and stuff like that. So I felt like that was important. So with that, that is the opening monologue for the show. Miss Bianca, what say you? How do you feel?
Well, I feel you have a lot of interesting topics going on today. And
right?
You know,
I always catch Miss Bianca off sea.
I'm definitely interested in the...
Off-sea. I said off sea. Did you catch that?
Off sea, yeah.
I catch her off guard. You know, because I want...
Forget this time.
Yeah, I like that you don't know the topic because I want you are the Jane Q Public. You are Jane Q Public. So as Jane Q Public, you know they're looking at you, and they're saying, "Who? What is Miss Bianca say? You know, what does Miss Bianca think? You
know, I'm so always thinking.
We should be right.
Of course.
So what say you? What do you think about space exploration and the potential of ETs?
Listen, it's a fine line because I am I believe in religion and stuff, but I
did
also,
you go to Catholic school or no? Or did you no, you were raised Catholic?
No, but I was always interested in science.
But you were raised Catholic, though, right?
I was raised Catholic.
See, because there's always been an issue with like science and Catholicism, right?
Yes. But I also believe in, like, the Big Bang Theory as well. You know, I believe in God, but I also believe in the Big Bang Theory.
I understand you're a fan of the show, too.
But that's totally off the topic. Totally different other than science.
And as I recall, you compared me to some people on there.
Oh, yeah. I always say that you look like you're like a Sheldon.
Now, folks, if you're going to hang out with me and whatever, you want to hang out with Sinati, I assure you. I don't hang out like Sheldon. I may have some useless knowledge, some information, some outstanding conversation, but I assure you, I'm not. I'm cool, and I can cut a rug a little bit once in a while if I had to.
Well,
I could cut a rug.
You
folks.
Just messed it up right there because a cool person wouldn't say I can cut a rug.
I know. I really can't cut a rug. I'm lying to you guys. I'm lying.
Come on.
I'm lying. I'm coming at you with a lie. What can I tell you? So anyway, what say you on it? I mean, do you think that there are, realistically, do you believe that there are ETs, extraterrestrials?
I do.
I do too.
I do.
I didn't want. I had to answer quickly because you didn't feel ostracized.
Not the way, like in a cartoon version.
No, but
anything,
I think they. Do you think they're walking on Earth now?
You know what? You never know.
I do. I
to
believe.
Be honest,
I believe.
You never know.
I believe.
I think you can't see them. They're always like in places where you don't look.
There is too much government.
I think they're in the ocean.
There is
to be
too
honest.
Much. Oh,
that's what I think.
Yeah.
And but like I said,
there's too much government conversation out there. Too much government secrecy for people to believe that it's not out there, right, Bianca?
Yeah, very true.
Right. I mean, you got to say to yourself, is this really happening? Right.
Yes.
But anyway, so let's get into some overview of what we're going to talk about. So overview, I always have been a space person myself. I have some personal experience and knowledge of space.
I always have a connection with the moon.
Me too. I know. That's always a great conversation. We talked about that off that before. Over the coffee that Angelo, shout out to Angelo, thank you, but why, I don't want to say the name of the company. I get the same coffee every day, bro. He's telling me there was a wine. You know what? Get up a little earlier, right? Anyway,
I can't start off a day without my first sip of coffee, always.
Space has changed really tremendously because it was just really NASA and a couple other countries that were able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have innovators like Elon Musk.
Right? Yes.
And don't forget, we got Virgin Galactic.
Yes.
Right?
Virgin is a big part of
so,
it. A big sponsor as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we have private companies now. Now, which is interesting because
companies you don't know, and plus our tax thing as
well. Well, listen. Boeing and all these companies have been, they've been involved. See, here's the thing. We've had contractors involved in space and in military forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the contractors weren't actually orchestrating their own trips to and from space where now SpaceX is. But Boeing, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, these groups have been doing this for years with the military. But I like that the government now we have SpaceX, Elon specifically, because Elon is doing a lot of scientific stuff. Shout out to Elon because we have wonderful Starlink access for the show. Shout out to Elon on that. There's been some interesting because there's more. There are more people involved in the space race, which is good.
I think more than ever in this generation, to be honest.
Right. I mean, we have key milestones. We landed a rover on Mars.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Especially since the internet has broken out and the curiosity of what to look at. Those pictures that have been on the satellite has been appeared on the internet. So
yes.
I like that. I mean, I'm trying to get my child into
this
it,
this is
too.
Great. You said this, Bianca, is very intelligent because
mm-hmm.
I think that's why we're finding out more now than we did before.
Yeah,
I think the government knows a lot. All right. The government knows a lot. And I think that because our accessibility to information, right, is at the fingertips,
mm-hmm.
including imagery, video, audio, all kinds of stuff, data, right? Hackers, WikiLeaks, Edward Snowden, people like this that have put information out, other whistleblowers. We have a committee in Congress, ATIP. There's a program called ATIP. It's a congressional program. We won't get too deep into that because I don't know what the classification level is on all that. But there are programs that are investigating things that may have crashed, landed. There's been biologics because we understand that they found biologics, meaning they found remains that were of not human nature, but were of a biological living nature. Fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
I've always seen like videos of like stuff from the sea that people have been finding
from the sea.
Like little creatures moving around and stuff, and you can't really identify what kind of creature would that be.
Right.
So I don't know, but I think it's interesting, and it's sometimes hard. Like you can't even look it up or like match that picture to see what it is. Sometimes you always look for different creatures and you never know where they come from sometimes. So
I always look for creatures because when you're driving your car and it's dark on a side road, it could be a creature that runs in front of you. Maybe not a little green man, but a creature.
I break for animals.
Oh, we all break ground rules. I'm not a hunter. Folks, don't lock me in. I'm not a hunter, all right?
You always break for animals. Actually,
remember
that one time you would actually pull over, block the road to get that little cat out of the way. Remember that?
Now people are going to get the wrong idea of me.
I thought that was so sweet that you...
I'm trying to be... Pull back that curtain!
I'm just saying. It was
in so your sweet. Face! In your face, man. Yes, I break for animals, but you don't have to tell people how sensitive I am, okay?
I don't think that's sensitive. I think that's very noble.
Okay. So, anyway, folks. So, the... Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
So, the role of private companies in space is actually really a big deal because it is allowed government to focus more on other areas because now they can focus on more research or on technology, right? Depending on whatever it is, because before NASA was doing the propulsion, jet propulsion, they're doing the scientific end of it. And they're also built. They're also working the other scientific of how to get there. Then there are other people working what we're going to look for when we're there and how we're going to do it when we're there. And then the other groups are working how we're going to get there. Mm. All those different people. But when you have SpaceX, Blue Origin, and Virgin Galactic, along with NASA as the bigger group,
right?
You get more done. You know. I mean, a lot of times they say, what is it? Too many cooks spoil the broth, but one person can't carry an entire team. There's no I in team, right?
That's very true. So,
it's kind of similar in entertainment. Nobody can, I mean, we can't run this show.
Well, you can't do it all by yourself either.
No, we can't. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's almost impossible, right? So, but it is an interesting shift.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is. Always good to have another person's perspective. Right.
And
well.
You know what I just realized?
What?
We have not done a Bianca song.
No?
Take us to Bianca, Cam.
Oh, boy. So
hey, I'm telling you guys. Well, pay attention in the booth. Yes. Angelo.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We bet all the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We stood together. Still going strong. You're still the one I want to. You're the only one I want to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love. The only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss. Good night. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. Look how far we come, my baby.
Wow. That's Bianca. Blowing it away, as always.
Thank you so much. And hope everybody enjoyed that one.
I'm going to say they probably did. I did.
Thank you.
I mean, I know that Angelo piped in some people in the green room for you. Did you hear that? Did the clapping come over your...
That was very sweet.
I did not know that when he was pointing at me, he was actually giving me the finger.
I hope it wasn't the wrong
one. No, but I mean, I wasn't sure if it was going to interfere with your earpiece.
Almost, I gotta say, almost did.
Oh, okay. Well, we know that.
But you couldn't tell.
Yeah. So we've had a major shift from commercial space exploration to private, which is great because competition leads to good things.
Oh, yeah. Flip it with me. There's no competition. Just so you know. I'm a little diva sometimes, so.
La, 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 la. Anyway, so
you guys are funny.
I'm trying, yeah.
I know.
So you know, but competition does lead for good things, folks, because when you're looking at competition, you're looking at when there is a need for one person to compete with another one. Everybody tries harder to give their best. It's kind of like, and I'm not going political today, but it's kind of like why socialism doesn't really work.
How so?
Because socialism, and that's good. It's good that you ask because, you know, most people don't know these questions. And there is no such thing as a dumb question.
It's true. The only
dumb question is going home and not knowing what it is. And then you're sitting there yesing it, and you could be yesing something you absolutely don't want
to ask. Well, I'm always that person like, how do you know if you don't ask?
You have to learn. You have to keep your mind open.
That's it.
So,
and I was always that person that says, why?
So, why? And here it is. And socialism, and this is the brief second on this.
Okay.
Socialism, why it doesn't work is because the better you do, right, the more money you make.
Yes.
Let's say we're Elon Musk, all right?
Okay.
If you're Elon Musk and you are reaching great heights, and you're making great money, then the more he makes, the more he has to give back to everybody else, because in a socialist society, they have a guaranteed minimum wage, meaning everybody gets a paycheck whether they go to work or not. So if you work, so it takes away the drive to become an Elon Musk. Why would you want to be a pioneer and spend hours and fight and yourself in your inner brain working so hard to come up with the physics to get to space? Why would you want to do that? If you have your inner feeling, but if you're gonna put all your investment into it, and you're not gonna get any more than anybody else, because if I make $100, right? If he makes $100, he's asked to give back 75 cents worth of it. But if he made no money at all, and he didn't get up and go to work, or he just went and punched the time, put a stamp on an envelope all day and didn't look at anything. Right. And he got 25 cents.
Yeah.
Right. Then why work as hard as he does to give away 75 cents to get the same 25 cents that somebody that doesn't try?
That's true.
And well, there it is. And that's all I'm going to say on socialism.
I got to say, a person like that always wants a challenge because it keeps their mind going.
Right.
Also, you always got to set a goal.
Right.
For
but
yourself,
then if you're working that hard and you're getting and you're struggling the same as everybody else, at what point do you say, is it worth the struggle? Is it worth the struggle? And that's the question.
When it's a struggle, you always got to take a breather.
Right.
Step back a little and then go back to it.
We could have a whole show on meditation.
I'm just saying, that's how I do.
So
I'm a very meditative and spiritual person. So that's how I do. So, yeah.
So the geopolitics on this is broad because we are talking that we have China, North Korea, Russia are attempting to explore space at a higher level as well. We have the International Space Station, but China, folks, has their own. And Russia now is talking about putting the ability to put nuclear weapons in space to take out satellites. So that has to be alarming to some folks because they have to say, well, what is that? Where does that leave us?
I don't like that. I don't like having any type of weapon.
There is an agreement.
That's definitely playing with a fire right there. Because what if something bad happened and all of a sudden it just erupts something on our
atmosphere? Actually, they had that movie called ISS, about the because the Russians are on the space station with us, the International Space Station. Yeah. They have their own section, but we share. Right. Now China has their own; they're not with us. But Russia does.
What a shame, though.
But it is a great collaborative effort, though, because the International Space Station truly is allowing all of these other people to be there with us. You know, so it's great.
I think being up there also, you know, you can't, you shouldn't think about where you're from. It's a race, you're mankind. You know?
Can you imagine, Bo? Can you imagine? Looking out a little portal, like we're on an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look out the portal and you see the ground and you see the cars that look like little toy cars.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fathom
the beauty,
right? Or maybe I could get a concept of an idea of what it looks like at that height.
Oh,
you know, looking down and seeing. I've been pretty high up myself, pretty high that I was able to see the curvature of the Earth at one point. But I never left, or I never was so the feeling of seeing Earth curve, and
it's so exciting, isn't it?
And I got to do it more than once too.
So cool.
And one of the times, and sadly, this was at a time when I couldn't have a recorder.
Did your ears pop?
You're wearing something.
After a certain height.
No, but you have to pop your ears. But you're wearing a special thing.
I'd be like,
anyway,
I
don't want to get bothered and told
it.
But anyway, what I was saying is that just seeing the curve, and one of my times that I had that opportunity was I was able to see when you look forward. No, you're not gonna get that. When you look forward and you look behind us, one side was daytime and one side was nighttime.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it was, I just happened to be at that particular time when we were doing something that we were in a spot where the sun was rising and the sun had set.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I mean, if you look up, it's black if you look up. So,
wow.
So, but you know what? You don't really see stars like you see here, which really confused me. It was just black. It was a lot of black. But anyway, I don't want to get into my.
I could see that making sense though, because you know what? The further you are, that's when you see everything. But when you're close up, I feel it's further. I mean, you can't touch them ever.
Right. So
obviously.
So there's been serious notable scientific, things. I mean, we put the Mars rover on Mars, and you know they're sending back some fabulous photos.
Yeah, I've seen them. It's really cool.
I love NASA. I'm looking for a good telescope. I have some knowledge on these. If you are a company that sells telescopes, we're always looking for sponsorship. I would love to show some audio, some video of stargazing. I love looking at the rings of Saturn. I look at the moons and stuff like that.
Love it.
If you don't believe me,
onset
right here.
Yeah.
Ready? Onset.
What are you doing?
What am I pulling?
Oh,
right here. Right here.
How cool is that?
Right here. Stars and planets. So if you thought Sonati was kidding you, is one right here.
I was going to say, you know, every time I always look for Orion's belt. You
right?
know the Orion's belt?
I don't know. I'm always looking for a belt, too.
Well, right. You got a guy. I know you got a guy.
I got a guy. Speaking of Chief Bell. So there has been a serious search for extraterrestrial life. I think that whatever your opinion is and your spiritual belief, this is my opinion.
Okay.
What say you?
Everybody has their own opinion, so I would love to hear yours.
So I feel that you are not broadening your brain. You're very tunnel visioned, and you're not thinking large scale.
Okay.
To think that out of everything that we see out there, and now they got the Del Webb telescope out there.
That's
which now goes for right?
By the way,
right?
Cool.
Well, we had the opportunity to see that.
Yes.
Obviously we're in DC, so
you know that's made of real gold.
Real gold, yes. That's why I
love it.
Again,
back
to the value of gold, folks. The value of gold is, and I'm not saying that the American dollar is going to fall at any time. Please don't think I'm saying that. We have some sponsors that we're working with.
Stalker.
But gold always maintains its value. It does. It goes up and down, but gold has value in every culture. Gold has value in every culture. There are simple things that people in CIA and military operatives and stuff, gold is something that has value in every country. There are certain items that have value in every country. So, you know, that's just, I don't know. Anyway, I had to say that. I guess they went right to me for the gold conversation.
Oh, did so, they? Well, I'm a fan of gold. Gold looks good on me.
I know you're a fan of gold, but you got a lot of white gold. But you're wearing that, and I like
some,
that.
You know, I have a skin tone that I could wear both, to be honest. I'm like one of those. I don't care about the rules of like the silver and gold, whatever. I'm like,
right.
I wear what I like. And what I feel like wearing.
Now what about wearing white after?
I don't care. As long as it looks good on me, I don't care about that either.
Right.
Wearing white after Labor Day.
So what's?
But you know what? Maybe the shorts.
Yeah.
White shorts. I wouldn't wear it after Labor Day.
And if you're a guy, I don't know. Be careful with that. All right. So
I wouldn't want to see a guy in white shorts either after Labor Day.
The Goldilocks? The Goldie in space Goldilocks means.
I don't.
You remember Goldilocks, right?
Yes.
So tell the folks what Goldilocks is, so this way we can discuss Goldilocks.
Isn't Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
The story.
Yeah, Goldilocks. So
it's such a long time I've heard that story.
Yeah. So so but it was like which one was the best, the most comfortable. So SpaceX world, and in all this NASA conversation and stuff.
So which one was just right?
The Goldilocks is just right. So they're saying is there are several other planets out there that are not that far away that are a potential Goldilocks, meaning they are not too close to their sun, yet they're not too far from their sun. Because if you're too close to the sun, then we have way too much heat. You burn up. If you're too far, the waters, the oceans are frozen. So you need to have water. You need to have a version of, water. You need to have oxygen.
So what, are we the Goldilocks?
We are Goldilocks. This is a Goldilocks. And there are ones, several like us, that are out there. They have names. So I'm not going to fall into a sea hole. But they're there. And we're learning more and more, and that is what makes this a fascinating topic. Do you have a space song to sing?
A space song? No.
I see you looking. Do you have something you want to do?
No. I was actually just preparing for the next segment.
Do you have one you'd like to do? I'd like to give us something really good. What do you got? Give me something good.
Let me see.
We got our FM people out there. Give me something really powerful. So, as Miss Bianca...
always like Bette Miller.
Which one? Wind
Beneath My Wings.
Oh, very nice. You know what? Very appropriate. Yeah. Very appropriate. Wind Beneath Our Wings, because Wind Beneath Our Wings, we're going up into space. We're talking about space exploration. We're talking about other beings potentially that are not derived of humans. So I think it's a very appropriate. What do you think, Miss Bianca?
I think so too.
All right. So Miss Bianca, take it away.
Okay. All right. Let me see. The earpiece just fell off.
Get your earpiece on.
OMG.
OMG.
Okay. I can do it. All right, ready? I'm ready. Are you ready?
We're ready for you.
Are you ready?
Do it. The folks is always ready for
you.
All
right, here you go.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine at your way. You always walked a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory. while you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name, oh soul. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be. I can fly higher than any eagle. For you are the wind beneath my wings. If I have a fear to go unnoticed, but I've got it all here in my heart. I want you to know I know the truth. Of course I know it. I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. I could fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wind beneath my wings. Did I ever tell you you're my hero? You're everything, everything I wish I could be. Oh, I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. You are the wind beneath my wing. Oh, the wind beneath my wing. Oh, you. You're the wind beneath my wing. You're the wind beneath my wings. Oh, you. The wind beneath my wings. Fly, fly. So high against the sky. So high, I almost touch the sky. Thank you. Thank you, thank God for you, the wind beneath my wings.
Wow, I don't even know what to say after those. Some of those, you just tear that away. So we had several people emailing in for that song, which is good because you know, it's a great song. You do it wonderful. You really do.
Yes, thank you.
And you know. So when this show is on FM and iHeart or whatever, so but we do place some of the show stuff onto back on you know, it goes, it ends up on social media and it ends up on YouTube, etc. If I got to tell you, every time you do one of these wonderful songs, somebody, I don't know if it's an algorithm or if it's just some bot and troll, some ass hat.
Oh, so we stalk.
They're always putting in a copyright. And they're always overturned, but I'm just like so fed up with it.
Well, we are
a syndicated radio show. So we are not a YouTube show. No offense to YouTube shows.
Yeah.
But we are a syndicated show, iHeartRadio, FM radio with an FCC radio license. Mm. Okay. Anyway, so wrapping up tonight's show. Because I had to put
it
that
up already.
We are at a 55. We are at the 55 minute mark.
Are you telling me to wrap or something, or are we just wrapping it up?
So anyway, as we conclude,
you guys got to know I have lame jokes. That's no. just me.
Oh, actually, funny. Actually, I'm adding a joke of the day. I'm adding a joke of the day.
Yeah.
Angel Haggard. He just played it.
Thank you,
Angel. So I actually have a joke of the day.
Oh, what's
so
the joke?
I'm going to get it at the end.
At the end of the show.
So as we conclude tonight's exploration, folks, we explored a lot. As we conclude today's exploration of space, our discussion of what's beyond ourselves, what's beyond you, what's beyond the imagination of that child in your home, what's beyond the imagination of yourself, because inside everybody is a child waiting to come out, regardless how old you are. We all want to believe there's something more out there. We all want to believe when we look up into the sky that there's something there other than Big Brother, the NSA, CIA, and Elon Musk looking down on us. We want to believe there's something more than just satellites looking at us. I want to believe that. You want to believe that. There is a bright future.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you there's not a bright future. Don't let anybody tell you that. There is a bright future. And with that, Miss Bianca, you are right. There is a bright future. And that future is coming at the hostile zone every night of the week. So anyway, you know, technological advances have truly taken us to new heights. And I pray that your son and other children are just thrilled with space on a daily basis.
Oh,
And that this is just one thing. I mean, now, I do want to put out there, health and the study for cancer and betterment of life is very important.
Yes,
but we need to reach as far as we can. That's our job. We need to push the boundaries. We need to take technology and push the boundaries of what the human mind can do, because with the human mind at its full capacity, without interference, there is nothing we can't accomplish. If we work together with our nation, our allies, and even our adversaries for the greater good of humankind, we can take the boundaries even further. We have to share space. Space is not America. It's not Russia. It's not China. It is humankind and potentially extraterrestrial.
Out of this world.
It is. That was very great.
Thank you.
The search for extraterrestrial life remains one of the most profound quests any human has ever endeavored. Truthfully, it is one thing that every human thinks about. And no matter what, no matter if you believe what religion you are, what color you are, what race you are, what you are, transgender, non-transgender, male, woman, it doesn't matter. We have blood and a heart, and that heart pumps blood through our body, and it brings to our brains.
That's right.
And regardless of what you are, we want to believe in bigger. I want to believe in bigger.
This
new tie tech, I can't keep stop touching it. Thank you, our gold friends. Which
I think every time you touch it,
I know I got to stop touching it. So, but you know, the search for human race is true for outside extraterrestrial is really bringing a bond. It's inspiring others. You know, I'm going to throw a quick story as a kid that I had. I remember the Challenger, where the teacher Christy McAuliffe, who's the teacher in Florida.
Oh.
It even makes me a little sad because I watched that live in my classroom at St. Joe's Catholic School in Pagoda, New Jersey. Shout out to Sister Regina Miriam. Shout out to Sister
Elle.
We watched that in the classroom. I remember. I was very, very, very young, as you know, but we all were. And it was, I'll never forget it. I mean, the look on my teacher's face, preparing us that a teacher was going to space. And then the look at her face when it blew up, because we didn't really know.
Oh, it's like a
and it just
face.
It was it just yeah. Oh, so I have to mention that, but that is, and I think that made me even more interested in space.
Really? Wow.
So
well, it's unexpected, but you know, rest in peace.
Right.
But,
yeah. Right. Yeah, and we can have a whole story about that. But we must continue to support and invest in these endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line: we must invest in these endeavors. We can't stop. We can't stop at one spot. When we get to something, we have to go to the next.
Mm-hmm.
We can never stop. We can never stop as humans. We can never stop as Americans. We can never stop as people. So where does that take us today, folks? That takes us to Sanati's call of action. What do I say? On this one, we're going to say a little different. I'm going to say, stay engaged, as I say every time. Stay engaged. But here's another one. Stay curious. Stay curious. Because when you're not curious, you're nothing. You never know everything. You never will ever know everything. None of us will know everything. But when you give up being curious, when you give up wanting more is not going to make a difference one way or another on people think. Don't worry about what people think about you. Just because you want more doesn't mean you're greedy. It doesn't mean you want to take from others. It means you're following the spirit of what your God, your bigger being, your chakra, whatever, gave you. We were given free will. Take that and go with that and make something from it. You need to be engaged, like I say, always 360, 365. Keep your head on a swivel, always in life. Because when you're not paying attention, that's when the bad things happen. Not saying there is one going to happen, but that's when they happen, when you're not paying attention. 365, every day of the year. 360, 180 looking right at you, 180 looking behind me, 360. Your head must be paying attention at all times. But today, we're going to focus on staying curious. Because you know what? We need to stay focused that the pursuit of knowledge and the discovery of collective endeavors with our friends, our allies, our enemies, whoever, we are collectively working together as humans to make human race better tomorrow. And next time you look and you say, I hate this race, I hate that country, turn around if you have a child or look at another child and say, do you want them to continue to hate? Because everybody is a human at the end of the day. So with that, bring us over to the regular camp. Thank you. Miss Bianca, we're going to thank him for a wonderful show.
Thank you so much for the wonderful show. And thank you, audience, for listening to us today.
And I want to thank you for your lovely voice.
Thank you.
Special thanks to my co-host, who is very, very, very successful and very helpful with her insight as Jane Q Public and that angelic voice that only she can provide. Remember, tune in to the Hostile Zone. We are on every night. We're on every single podcast platform. We might be even on your local TV network. We are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, 99.9 KKTC, Angel Fire Media, LNMLC Media, and we got more coming. Our historical quote of the day, because you know I got to do one.
Oh, yeah.
Two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe, or we are not. Both are equally terrifying. The two possibilities exist. Either we are alone, or there is somebody else. Mm. Either way, we should be terrified. If we're alone, we're alone. When it's just us, it's just us. And then terrifying, who else is the air? The unknown is also terrifying. Who was, and that was Arthur C. Clarke with an E at the end. Arthur C. Clarke was a visionary science fiction writer. He was one of the big people. He was 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, that's very, right? That's wonderful.
So there you go. That quote came from him.
Cool.
So also, new segment, folks. New segment, because I listen to your feedback. I read as many emails as possible. I truly do. Angelo is all over me on getting it. My publicist yells at me. Right. So
I'm going to tickle your funny bone.
So we're going to close out every show with a joke. I'm going to try to with a joke of the day. So, ready, Miss Bianca?
I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Ready? All right. And I'm corny. If I'm corny, I'm corny, because remember, I have to follow the FCC guidelines. I don't want to get fined. Why did the astronaut break up with his girlfriend?
I don't know. Why did he break up?
Because he needed space. Stupid, right? You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Because he needed space.
So with that, folks, I thank you very much for coming, Hostiles. Miss Bianca thanks you. And you know what? Like every episode, We're taking this one out with honor, glory, and patriot love of this nation. Miss Bianca, take her away.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, get through the night, that our flag was still there.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star spangle banner wave for the land of the free and the home of the
Whoa. That's right, folks. Home of the brave. Always home of the brave. Thank you for coming to the hostile zone, because you know what? We love you. Without you, we're nothing. And you know what? We don't want to be nothing. Right, Miss Bianca?
That's right.
Sinati heard you.